Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Finger Motion Inc. is a mobile data specialist company licensed in China to provide mobile payment and recharge platform solutions to the massive and ever-growing Chinese economy. Finger Motion seamlessly manages mobile recharge data, subscription plans, and more. Finger Motion Inc. Trading symbol FNGR. Web address fingermotion.com. The preceding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Isaac Stone Fish for his book, America Second, How America's Elites Are Making China Stronger. Isaac takes us back to the Clinton administration and the tangle that Mr. Clinton, the Defense Department, and the whole U.S. government got in over Taiwan following or during the troubles that Mr. Clinton had about an investigation into his finances, into his conduct with Ms. Lewinsky, in general, the saga of the second administration. And Isaac very carefully reminds us, Mr. Clinton got into the tangle and got out of the tangle, but the legacy moved China from the military political confrontation with the U.S. into a business relationship that was very successful. Here's Isaac Stone Fish. The book is America Second, How America's Elites Are Making China Stronger. This is more than 25 years ago, and yet, more of this tonight.
Well and poorly at the same time. So the negative was a massive fundraising scandal, mostly forgotten today, but that drew a huge amount of ink for everyone moved on to focus on the greater Lewinsky scandal. And what happened was a Chinese director of military intelligence gave a DNC fundraiser several hundred thousand dollars to try and help elect Bill Clinton. And that's illegal under U.S. law, massive scandal, huge amount of congressional testimony, and it didn't allow Beijing to operate in DC like it wanted. And it was a very big negative for Clinton in his relations with Taiwan, with China, with his own party because of the scandal. What Clinton did do well was his response to this Li Donghui issue. So Li was invited by Congress to give a speech at Cornell. And Li said the speech would be apolitical, but you're a head of a country. How are you apolitical? And he talked about basically China being on the wrong side of history. This prompted what was known as the Third Taiwan Straits Crisis, where Jiang Zemin lobbed missiles over the Taiwan Strait to threaten Taiwan. And the crisis ended when Defense Secretary Perry ordered a carrier strike group to go through the strait as a reminder of the U.S. at the time's overwhelming military superiority towards China. And what stuck from the crisis was that Congress is going to be anti-Beijing. And while Beijing can keep trying, there's perhaps little it can do. And so what other parts of Washington can it push on? And they set upon, again, another brilliant strategy of working with the business community to strengthen ties with Beijing.